Luke 11 verses 1 to 28. Jesus teaching on prayer. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of your friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Jesus and Beelzebul. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebul. Now if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes 7 other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first." As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
Today's passage ends with Jesus' statement that those who hear God's word and put it into practice are more blessed than his mother who carried and nursed him. He chose that moment to remind us that his blessings and his kingdom are not far from us. In fact, it is available to anyone who hears his words and who puts them into practice. He declares that the kingdom of God has come. It is near us because Jesus has displaced the strong man, the evil one. He teaches us how to pray. And today we're going to turn to him and do just that. Lord, we ask that your name be kept holy. There are so many places in the world where we look and your character is being slandered everywhere by those who don't know you and who don't understand you. We ask that you would help us to keep your name holy and to see you for who you really are. We ask you, Lord, that you would continue to have your kingdom come on the earth as it is in heaven. We pray, Lord, that you would displace the works of the enemy around us and that we would partner and participate with you. We ask that you would help us to be persistent in praying for the things that we need and not to get discouraged, because we see in your word today that shameless persistence is often the key to our unanswered prayers. Forgive us where we have missed the mark. Forgive us where we have misunderstood you. Forgive us where we have given up on praying, on loving, and persisting to ask you for the things that are needed in our world. Father, we choose to forgive those around us, and we ask you to help us to do this from the heart. Lord, we recognize that there are many temptations around us, especially as we move towards advancing your kingdom. And we ask you, Lord, that you would help us not to yield to these temptations. Father, we recognize that one of your greatest gifts that you have left for us is the Holy Spirit. And we see in today's passage that you are a good Father and that you give good gifts to us, your children, and especially the Holy Spirit to those who ask. So Lord, I want to ask today for the Holy Spirit. I want to ask for each one who is yearning to have your Holy Spirit in their lives, Lord, that you would orchestrate circumstances in such a way that they will receive your Holy Spirit. And I ask for those of us who have received your Holy Spirit that we would be baptized by a greater measure of your Holy Spirit. I pray that you would minister to us now, that you would bless us, and that you would quicken us to remember the things that you have spoken to us that we have not yet done, and that you would help us to hear and to obey, so we may walk in an even greater blessing than your mother Mary did.